Trust that adequate solutions can be found for all your problems, but accept the fact that the solutions may not always be the ones you want. Rely on the examples of others to remind you that any disadvantage can be overcome. Thomas Edison had only 3 months of formal schooling, yet he was the greatest inventor who ever lived. Helen Keller was without sight, hearing, or speech, yet she inspired millions. A definite major purpose is stronger than any limitation. Welcome friendly criticism instead of reacting to it negatively. Embrace any opportunity to learn how others see you, and use it to take inventory of yourself and look for things which need improvement. Do not fear criticism. Encourage it. Create a mastermind alliance with others dedicated to the principles of success. Discuss your progress and insights and gain the benefit of a much wider range of experience. Always keep these meetings on a positive plane. Grasp the differences between wishing, hoping, desiring, and having a burning desire to achieve your goal. Only a burning desire gives you a driving motivation, and it can be fueled only by a positive mental attitude. Abstain from negative conversations, especially carping, gossip, or tearing apart other people's reputations. These activities condition your mind to think negatively. Discipline your mind to shape your destiny toward whatever purpose in life you have chosen. Seize every one of the benefits in the rewards envelope and make them yours. Be yourself at all times. Neither you nor anyone else trusts a phony. Say nothing that does not reflect your positive mental attitude. Believe in the existence of infinite intelligence, which makes it possible for you to draw on all the power you need to take possession of your own mind and direct it toward whatever you choose. Believe in your ability to become free and self-determining, and put that belief to work by acting upon it. Do it now. Believe that the American form of government guarantees you the freedom and privileges necessary to pursue your definite major purpose. Work to defend those freedoms as needed. Believe in the people you are associated with, and recognize that if they are not worthy of your belief, you have the wrong associates. And finally, read this lesson once a week for 6 months. You will so thoroughly indoctrinate yourself with these habits and mind conditioners that your mental attitude will become and remain positive at all times. The 2% who succeed. The overwhelming majority of people never recognize the difference between wishing and believing. They never take 6 steps that will help them use their minds to attain their desires. These steps are summarized below, along with my observations, based on a lifetime of study of the percentage of people who attain each one. 1. Most people go through life merely wishing for things. These wishes are as fleeting as the wind. They have no power to shape anything. The number of people who stop here, 70%. 2. A much smaller percentage develop their wishes into desires. They want the same thing constantly, but that is the end of their commitment. They represent 10%. 3. A still smaller percentage develop their wishes and desires into hopes. They dare to imagine from time to time that they might get what they seek. I estimate they constitute 8%. 4. An even smaller group translates that hope into belief. They expect what they want will actually happen. These people number 6%. 5. A smaller group of people crystallize their wishes, desires, and hopes into belief, then into a burning desire, and finally into faith. They constitute 4%.